You're listening to KAXC and KBXC. I'm Katie Carter, your host. This program is called Let's Visit, and we are visiting Dorset, Minnesota today. Dorset is a tiny town. You generally don't accidentally drive through it. It's about 5 miles east of Park Rapids, Minnesota. It's home to a lot of restaurants and a lot of fun little shops. And it's also home to the strangest mayor's race I've ever heard of. In the past, a chicken has ran for mayor. This year, a goat ran for mayor. Last year, 6-year-old Evie Miller ran for mayor and won with her campaign promise of everyone should eat ice cream every day, something I can completely get behind. This year, 86-year-old Lauren Avinson won, and his campaign promise was a light rail running from Dorset to the ballpark in Minneapolis. Lauren's grandson, Levi Durgan, owns and operates Campanero's Mexican restaurant along with his wife, Beth. They took over the restaurant a few years ago. There was a big fire, and then they purchased the building and started rebuilding. And now they are up and running. I caught up with Beth, and we talked a little bit about it.
I grew up in North Dakota. I had moved over here when I graduated from college when I was 22 to teach for a teaching job, and then we actually met at Campaneros. Levi and I both worked for the former owners, Rick and Laura Kampnick, and well, we approached them and asked them what they would think about us taking over and buying the business and getting a loan for the building, and they thought it was a great idea, and so we kind of started looking into it, and everything just started kind of falling into place. So we moved up here that fall of 2014 and have been living here since.
Oh my gosh. Do you still teach during the school year?
I do. I teach part-time at Nevis, part-time Spanish. It, you know, overlaps when we're open for August and September, well, part of August and into September, and then in the spring, obviously, we're open in May, so I'm still teaching in May, too. And then Levi does electrical work in the winter.
So this isn't your only gig, but boy, it's a lot of work. I was impressed with how your staff, everybody was in such a good mood yesterday, and I mean, I know it was a fun, festive time, but it was so busy. I thought somebody certainly could have had a bad day, but people were just so happy and positive. I was really impressed with your staff.
Well, thank you. Our staff is absolutely amazing. They, you know, work together as a team, and they're happy, and they're fun to work with, and they're just amazing. And they're, you know, the people that end up loving to work with us are people that love it to be busy. So it's like we're all super happy when it's busy because we like it to be busy. Our staff is absolutely amazing. We couldn't do it without them.
So we were there last week, well, this yesterday, but also the Friday before, like a week ago. And
okay.
I was really impressed with just the whole town seemed really busy when it wasn't Taste of Dorset. Is that generally what it's like all summer? Just a lot of activity and people?
Yeah, usually the weekends are a little busier, but I mean, you obviously still have some slow days, but usually there it's certain weekends that are better than other weekends, and it kind of depends on what's going on. But I mean, we stay pretty busy where, you know, people seem to come out, and families that come up on vacation make us part of their tradition, which is awesome that they come in one time a year and then we see them that one time that summer when they're up for the week staying in cabins and different places. And then, you know, we get to know them, and then they're like family too. I mean, there's people that come in every Saturday night to see us, and there's, you know, I mean, all these customers that are just so loyal and traditional that it's just amazing. We slow down definitely once it hits, you know, when the sports season starts in August around the 12th, the tourists all have to go back home, and then the locals come out a little more then again once it slows down, because they don't like to wait if there is a wait usually. I mean, some of them do, but the fall and spring are a lot of locals that like to support us too.
Okay.
I mean, we appreciate the support that everybody's given us throughout the years. I mean, it was a really big step for us to move our family. I mean, we have 6 kids. It was a lot to move everybody up here to do this. We appreciate the support immensely, because obviously if we didn't have loyal customers and customers that keep coming back, and we wouldn't be here, you know. I mean, we work hard, but we need everybody that comes in to continue and keep us going so that, you know, we can keep doing this.
Shuts down completely come winter. Is that right?
Yeah, at the end of the last weekend of September, then we shut down completely, and then we open again the first weekend of May.
Okay. We noticed, well, the bike trail, of course. Last week, we rode our bikes from Park Rapids over to Dorset and had food, and that was super fun. But then yesterday we were walking around and noticed there's like horse stables that are right along the Heartland Trail, and there's a bed and breakfast that rents out bikes and stuff. It seems like a really active community.
A lot of people will ride their bikes, like from Park Rapids to Campaneros and eat, or to Dorset House and eat, or just to Dorset. Or they'll ride on, down the Heartland Trail and then, you know, stop in for ice cream. And they're like, well, we can have ice cream because we rode our bikes here. You know, so there, a lot of that. There's a lot of people biking. And in the, I mean, even in the winter, there's cross-country skiing and ice skating. And there's a lot of things that go on outside. And people stay pretty active with doing different things. But I would say there's a ton of people that ride bike. They'll go up and down the Heartland Trail.
Yeah.
People really enjoy that.
So if you could just describe life in Dorset to somebody, how would you describe it?
It's a fun, active community where, you know, people just enjoy being with each other. There's a lot of people just hanging out. They'll just sit around on the benches and visit and talk and people watch. And there's a lot of shopping that's fun. And there's all these cute little knickknacks in the stores and antiques and books. There's just something for everyone. There's, you know, there's La Pasta has awesome pasta food, and Chicken Coop has more of a cafe style. And then, you know, we have Campaneros in the Dorset House. And we all work together as a team to try to make the community fun and inviting for people to come in and just enjoy summer days. Well, we have our very short summer up here.
It goes
by so fast.
Oh, well, and you guys are working your tails off. It must just really fly by.
It flies. It's like, you know, you just start the year and you're like, okay, do we have everything ready? And then you're like, okay, we're ready. And then all of a sudden you're like, how am I doing the 4th of July schedule? And then, oh my gosh, it's the Taste of Dorset. And I mean, it's just, now it's okay, we need to get school supplies and start looking at that stuff now because it's happening fast.
No, don't remind me.
It just flies. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great town. And I love, like you mentioned, the shops. There's no junky shops. I mean, there's cute stuff.
They're so fun. Yes, yes. I like to just go walk around and be like, what do I need? And I'll be like, and it's just fun to look at the stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just spend hours just walking around and looking at things. A lot of times the guys will come in and I'll be like, what are you guys up to? And they'll sit at the bar and visit with me and they'll be like, what are you guys up to? And they're like, our wives are shopping. So they send their wives around shopping and then they'll sit at the bar and have a margarita.
Oh,
but you know, it's like, there's just something for everyone.
Yeah. That's the vibe I got. I had never been, and we left yesterday and I was like, we just spent an entire afternoon on a 2-block stretch of property.
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing that, you know, there's just even so much to do on that little area and that it comes so to life in the summer.
Yeah.
And in the winter, there's not a whole lot going on. And then, you know, you get to summer and it's like, bam, here we go. It's fun. We have a great time.
That's Beth Durgan. She and her husband Levi own and operate Campaneros Mexican Restaurant in Dorset, Minnesota, the restaurant capital of the world. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. I'm Katie Carter, your host. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.